Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Chase Winovich joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Chase, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wow, you sound, you get some sleep last night on the plane on the way back?
I actually haven't slept yet. I folded all night just for you guys.
Is that better to do it that way, to stay up through the night and then sleep in your mind?
I think it is.
Yeah, I really don't know. It's been crazy. You know, traveling, just getting all your psyche ready to go play a football game and go hit somebody, and then hopping on a plane right after. And it's like, you can't, you know, it's like with the coronavirus and everyone's in masks and everyone's tired, but it's like, I'm so wired, you know, I'm still ready to go. It's a weird situation traveling, but happy to be here.
Chase, coach talked about the zone run that they had, the two backs, Akers, Henderson, and they have another third guy too, forget his name, but their ability to stretch that towards the sideline and get downhill. Is there anything you guys, I saw a coach on one knee trying to draw some stuff up on the whiteboard, you know, Steve trying to talk to guys, Mayo. Is there anything you guys tried to adjust to as that game went on that pretty much seemed that anything you did really didn't work against? It was just one of those nights?
That's a tricky question, because that, you know, anytime you answer a question like that, because it was pretty multifolded, I'd say. I think it was like anything, it's collective. We all have to be better. And the defense, you know, wasn't perfect at times, but I don't think anybody was. And that's just one of those situations where I think sometimes you can learn more from a loss than you can a win. At the end of the day, all that matters, you know, is that we have a chance, and we certainly do. And we got to, you know, make the best with what the time that we have available to us. There's no sense in pouting and saying like, reviewing like what did Bill draw up on the board for us? I don't think that was one, you know, problem that you could say like, oh, that made us lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I just ask you that because, you know, it seems at times like when you guys pressured and when you manned up and you got to Goff, he looks to me like one of those nervous quarterbacks in the league that you get people around him, he's going to give you one or two. But if you go zone and you sit back and let him sit there, you know, that system, they just target throw. I don't want to say, hey, you should play more man.
Like I said, the problems last night were across the board. You can't just cast blame on any one individual. The team as a whole just needs to be better. That's just the reality of the situation. What's cool is that, you know, I think we got a great group of resilient guys that, you know, are tough and are leaders. And if they are who I think they are, you know, I think, you know, we'll have the opportunity to really come together as a unit. And whether or not like the results show, you know, that'll be up in the air. And even that is, you know, sometimes beyond our control. We can only do so much individually and less collectively. And so I'm just thankful for this opportunity. And I know my teammates are as well, for it being such a crazy year. Just the fact that we could even play football, the game that we love, man, that's awesome. So I'm thankful.
Was there anything in terms of how the Rams ran the ball early in the game, because they did have some inside runs, that surprised you or you thought may have looked a little different in preparing for the game?
Yeah, it was weird, but like, I don't know what you're really looking for in that one. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, they had some success running the ball, but it wasn't any one person's fault. I don't even think it was a scheme thing at times. Like, there's no one person or one thing that you could blame. It just, like, collectively, we just have to be, more disciplined and more detailed. And that's it. If you're looking for, like, buzzwords, I guess.
Yeah. Chase, last week we talked about crystals. Were there any crystals you took out with you on the trip that empowered you to read the Chargers pick that Herbert threw backside, Justin Herbert, and which made you sort of feel like Thor or anything, to where you could break on that ball? How fired up were you about that interception, and how long did it take you to find a camera to get your hair right?
you, guys are so funny about like me finding the camera. There was one picture that was circling.
You know where those cameras are, Chase.
One picture, I guess I was looking at
the video board
into like into the crowd or something, and like the guy took a picture of me, and like it would just happen to be like, I'm not gonna lie, like sometimes most of the time it's either ugly pictures of me, you know, like they always get me like with my mouth open or something. Like it's just like, come on, man.
But
like,
you know, because like, you look.
Okay. My point was that I was looking at like just like yonder. Like I wasn't even looking like to look at the camera, and it was it, like he got a picture. It's just like, man, I try not to be like that. Like I don't know, egotistical. I guess you could say.
Of course
but
not.
Maybe I am. Who knows? It's fine.
The Twisted Tea question of the week is from David in Woburn. He says, has there been any strategy or assignment changes to the defense since Dante Hightower opted out for the year?
Yeah, that's the other thing is that we can't make excuses, but, you know, it's been an uphill battle all year. Like, just not having some of our best players, that just, you know, is the reality of it. But, you know, with Dante out and Patrick and the rest of the guys, like, you know, we've done a great job of rallying. Like I said, we've been so close in so many games. I can't exactly say, you know, about different changes and stuff because, you know, that's not my territory to talk about on the radio, at least.
What's up for the weekend now? You get the weekend off. You don't have a game to play. How are you going to spend that time?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Well, Chase, I was thinking about this because you're
with friends and stuff, I guess. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you always have good recommendations of things we should be looking into for people who just have a few hours to kill on Sunday. How about a movie that might open people's eyes? Like Zoe and I would say, if you want to understand the plight of travel bookstores in London, you should watch Notting Hill. You know, that'll really open your eyes to the things like that. A lovely Hugh Grant rom-com.
These are good questions.
Yeah. So a good movie recommendation.
Open your eyes to what exactly?
Anything that you think would be illuminating for people. Just give us a movie to watch on Sunday since we won't be watching the Patriots.
Well, my two favorite movies are It's a Wonderful Life and Braveheart. I don't know if you guys have seen those, but...
Wow.
I think those are very different from one another. There's definitely a contrast there.
I think I'm pretty eclectic.
Chase, I got to ask you a question.
The contrast is kind of like me in a way. You know, it's like I'm kind of juxtaposed against, you know, the backdrop of, you know, playing football and
right. You're a beautiful man with flowing hair, and then you go out and you want to kill people on the football field. I see what you're putting down there. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's on the spot, I guess, if we're going to psychoanalyze it. But I mean, they're great movies. There's so many. I like content and movies and books and stuff that I can get a message from. I can, you know, take something from that. You know, it's like how to think, how to operate. I feel like we operate just as a culture and a society. Like, I don't know. This is weird, but
like
virtues and stuff. It's not like, you know, it's weird.
All right, Chase, you had a long, long flight. So 5+ hours. You didn't take the team plane, the Patriots team plane. Now, when you get on a team plane, they give you like 5 movies to pick from. And those movies really don't change throughout the course of the year. Like, those are the same movies. Did the Eastern Airlines plane have the big pods, and did you have more movies or a bigger library to choose from?
Yeah, I actually don't usually watch movies on airplanes. So most of the time, if I have that much time to like just sit in a dedicated spot, I'm either sleeping like on the red eye or trying to read or listen to some music. So that those are my more options. But I don't really see too many people watching movies on the back of their seats.
How's the food on the plane? Am I missing anything this year?
You're not missing anything this year. Okay. It was great. And like obviously the kitchen staff for the Patriots do a great job of preparing meals like beforehand and stuff. But I've just never been the biggest fan personally of airplane food. Nothing against Eastern Airlines. They're great.
All right. Final one for me. And that is what's up with your team, Michigan, ducking Ohio State?
Oh, that's backtrack here. Michigan is not ducking Ohio State. Okay.
Feels that way.
Yeah, I can't really comment on this, you know, too much, but I'll say that, you know, it's unfortunate that Michigan didn't get their chance to finish their revenge tour, you know, from 2018. But there's always next year, and I'm so thankful that they were able to shut them out this year and hold them to 0 points.
Oh, so, yeah. Hey, is your coach going to stick around there or what? Or is he going to leave?
That's the question.
It's all a matter of perspective, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's all a matter of perspective. No, I'm just kidding. You know, obviously, like, Ohio State's got a great team this year, and really Michigan isn't
right. Isn't very good. It's okay. Everyone has a down year.
Yeah, this year, exactly. It's okay. And it is a crazy year, and I know they'll be back next year. I'm not even worried about it.
Well, your coach, John Harbaugh, could be back in the NFL soon. You might be going up against him as a competitor someday soon. I'd keep an eye out for that. But I know you're not going to comment on that, but yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, Chase.
What do you want for Christmas, Chase? Chase, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, God.
I don't want anything for Christmas.
A couple of wins?
No. Chase's motto is, I do not want what I haven't got.
Yes.
Honestly, maybe solve world hunger. That'd be great.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, Chase. Appreciate your time on No Sleep.
All right. Yep. See you guys. Thank you. Yep.
See you, Chase. Good to talk to Chase Winovich. Appreciate that. He hasn't slept yet. He hasn't gone to bed. Pulled an all-nighter on the flight back from the West Coast. And we appreciate that, him calling us today. Did you have any crystals you brought with you? Bill Belichick spoke again this morning, day after game press conference with the media, and he continued to talk about Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham. There's more from Bill Belichick on his quarterback situation. You will hear it from the man himself right after this.